Of course, her children were born after she married, because she was a younger woman than even Papa was. Mm-hmm. But she was my Papa's second wife, mm-hmm. my mama was.
I see.
And they had five girls. I had five sisters and one brother. And he died when he was a baby.
Oh.
Yes, he did. But there was five of us girls. There's six children in all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, now, where was your husband born?
My husband was born, he was born, let's see where he was born. Jasper, he was born. Marshall, Georgia. Jasper and Jones County, Georgia, don't you see? And my husband was born in Jasper County, if I make no mistake, down here at Hillsborough, but I'm his second wife and I just don't know about him, you know.
I'm not sure. Just
particular, don't you see? But ever since I know him, he was living down at Atkinsville here, you know. That's in Jasper County, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Jasper County and Jones County, Jones, you know, just like Putman in Jasper County.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's down the Macon Highway.
Uh-huh,
well, my husband stayed down that road, and I stayed down the Eatonland Road. I did. Is it going to Eatonland?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, do you know where your husband went to school?
He went to school down at Atkinsville, down there.
Mm-hmm.
And he could read and write good. My husband and I married because he's the secretary of our lodge, and he used to be one of the grand masters, you know, the Lord. He really could read and write good, you know. He had better learning than I had, you know.
Well, what was his occupation?
Well, he used to cotton when he married me. And then he broke his leg. The mule ran away with him. A two-horse wagon of lumber on that. He was waking out this way here, told she's on about 5 miles, he told me. And he broke his leg. He fell. He was trying to stop the mule, you know. And he fell, and the mule, the wagon run over his leg.
Oh, gracious.
And broke those bones, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he couldn't cotton anymore, he just had a shoe shop, you know. He make shoes. I think he fixed shoes, you know. That was his occupation. He used to farm before he ever started to cotton.
Uh-huh.
Yes, he went from the farming week, you know, to cotton, and from that to shoe week, you know, and that's what he was doing when he passed, you know.
Let's see. Now I'm going to ask you some of these questions I was telling you about. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this.
Say me.
I expect to see him later this. What would you say? If you were expecting to see somebody around 3 or 4 p.m., you might say, I expect to see him this. Would you say this evening or this afternoon?
Well, this afternoon I could say, and evening would be the same, about the same, you know.
Well, now, would evening be earlier or later than afternoon, or?
Well, as soon as 1 o'clock comes, it's in the afternoon then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, what about the evening? About when does evening start?
Well, I would say evening was on now.
Okay, fine. So evening is the later afternoon.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before.
Good in the morning.
Well, now, what's an expression that has sun in it? I got up before sun.
Oh.
Okay.